From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Diane Maggio-Pinto. A national report by advocates for people with intellectual disabilities found Utah has a mixed record. After having one of the country's worst turnover rates for service providers in 2014, the state made big improvements, but as KUER's John Reed reports, that progress is starting to slip.
John Wessling has cerebral palsy. He's wheelchair-bound, but is able to live alone and work part-time. But when asked if there's anything he wishes he had...
That is a tough question.
It's a tough question, he says, because he wishes he could do everything on his own. But with a brain disorder that makes it hard for him to control his movements, he relies on a steady stream of caregivers to help him out, whether that's going to the bathroom or posting on Facebook. And while he's seen dozens of caregivers come and go, he's lucky to have had them, because many more with disabilities in Utah go without regular help. Charlie Luke with the Utah Association of Community Services says finding people to care for people with disabilities is one of his biggest challenges. The wait list for disability services is growing, and in order to help them find a job...
You can't just come in and fill a spot. You need to know what the individual's capable of. You need to know, you know, what their triggers are. And so that's where turnover really hurts.
He says with the right support, people with disabilities can lead happy and productive lives. John Reed, KUER News.
Lines of people wound around a venue in downtown Salt Lake City ahead of Pete Buttigieg's town hall-style event last night. The Indiana mayor, who is seeking the Democratic presidential nomination, switched locations to accommodate the larger-than-expected crowd. Buttigieg supporter Riley Madrian turned out. She says she has struggled to back other progressive Democratic candidates like Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders.
I'm looking more for a moderate who's calm and knows how to, like, run the country better.
The campaign says it has a presence in every Super Tuesday state, with roughly 2,000 volunteers in Utah ahead of that March 3rd primary. A car repair shop owner in Utah has spoken publicly for the first time about an attack against him, his brother, and his son. Jose Lopez testified at the opening of the trial of Alan Dale Covington, charged with hate crimes in the attack in which he used a metal rod on the family. He says Covington screamed that he wanted to kill a Mexican, while Lopez says his life has been destroyed since the attack in 2018. Covington has pleaded not guilty to federal hate crimes charges. A second Utahn is hospitalized and in quarantine after testing positive for COVID-19, the novel coronavirus. In her most recent Facebook post, Jerry Jorgensen of St. George says she never felt sick aboard the Diamond Princess.
When I got here to the hospital, chest x-ray, blood work, CAT scan, everything came back normal. Completely healthy, and I'm still in quarantine.
She and her husband Mark were stuck on the cruise, which has been docked off the coast of Japan, for nearly 2 weeks. Mark Jorgensen is now at an Air Force base in California in quarantine after getting a lift by U.S. Transport on Sunday. Jerry Jorgensen is hospitalized in Fukushima. Tooele couple Melanie and John Herring were on the same cruise ship. John was removed and taken to a hospital in Japan last week after a positive test for the virus and now has pneumonia. Much of the country faces severe declines in groundwater, even under climate change scenarios with only moderate warming. Luke Runyon of KUNC in Greeley, Colorado, has more on a new study.
Warmer weather stresses plants, and in response, they rely even more on water supplies just below the surface. And if plants use it all up, it could be gone forever. University of Arizona researcher Laura Condon says invisible reservoirs under our feet matter just as much as rivers fed by rain and snow.
We have to think about things that are happening in the subsurface and the water you can't see, because that can actually really help get us out of droughts and help sustain our water supplies through droughts.
The western U.S. has already seen steep declines in groundwater after decades of pumping. As climate change progresses, Condon says the line dividing the country into the arid west and the more humid east could continue moving eastward. Luke Runyon, KUNC.
I'm Diane Maggio-Pinto, KUER News.